GLX Mobile.
GLX, KD2BNG Mobile, how you doing?
86BLX, name here's Mike. I'm doing okay.
You're at home or you're out and about? I'm just finishing up whatever little I had to do. You know, there's nowhere to go and nothing to do, so I guess I'm heading back home.
Yeah. Just so happens, though, today I'm going to a place I've never gone to before. They're offering soft-shell crabs down at Northampton Wine. So ordered some. I'm going down there to pick them up. We got dinner pre-made.
That's right. Restaurants are still kind of open in a limited way. So soft-shell crabs, I haven't had that in a while. Hard to get good crabs around here.
That's why I'm taking advantage of this. I'm hoping that these are good. Because we moved here from, my wife grew up in New Orleans, so when I showed her soft-shell crab, all of a sudden her attitude about going out changed.
Where is this? You said a restaurant that had these?
Wine store slash cafe down in downtown Greenville.
Check that out sometime. Because, yeah, it's hard to get, you know. And if you're from New Orleans, you know crab is better than anyone else. I haven't seen a whole lot of good ones around here.
Our first time getting them from this place. Hopefully they're good. They sound good. And they said they got them from Charleston.
Yeah, I don't know what the seafood situation is around Charleston. I never really been to Charleston. But, yeah, you know, sounds good. Now I kind of almost wish I had a bunch of crawdads or something to cook up.
Now, year, Easter, and that's the start of crawfish season. Yeah, I miss that.
It was up, I think, in a beer batter or some sort of, you know, I don't know how to cook most of these things, but I've had them prepared where they were pretty good.
Water that's got a bunch of spice in it, lemon, onion, a lot of potato, some sausage, not hot dogs for God's sake, a good sausage, usually an andouille, and what else, corn, oh yeah, and whole heads of garlic. You put the garlic basically you cut the garlic head in half. And that's usually the part that people go for first.
Even if I had shrimp, that's what I should have looked at the grocery store, see if anybody had any shrimp. Get some couple of pounds of shrimp together and boil them up. And I hadn't thought about that. It's been a while since I've really tried to make seafood.
I was raised on it. Growing up, her dad, his hobby was to go shrimping. So he would sew his own net and had his shrimp boat, little one. And my wife said that growing up, they had shrimp in the freezer like most people had hamburger.
Be bad. Shrimp. Or sometimes you go to a few places, you get you know, salmon is the other good thing. I got to get some, see if anyone has a good price on salmon fillets. I'll do a surf and turf. I'll do a salmon fillet and a steak or something. Salmon's easy to cook. I need to get more seafood in my diet, probably less beef and pork.
Well, X-Friday. That's why we're eating so much of this stuff. A lot of fish, a lot of seafood, a lot of chicken. The doctor told me last year that my cholesterol's high, and if I don't do something about it, he's going to put me on medicine. I don't want to go on medicine, so I'm trying to eat more of the good stuff.
Scavenge out excess cholesterol. That's not even something you may want to do, because that might be hard on your liver. you know, whatever, there's a bunch of them that say they reduce cholesterol at the expense of causing other problems, liver problems possibly.
Yeah, so that you don't have to hear this navigation system talking to me. I put it in so I just don't get lost, and I get there right on time. Other than that, I know where I'm going. So, for instance, I know that I need to go on 385.
Handheld radio or something else, or because there's an awful lot of white noise behind you. I can barely hear you getting through the repeater.
From the repeater, I believe. I'm just getting on 385 going down towards Greenville. I'm on a 25-watt mobile rig, but, you know, sometimes, it could be my antenna's a little loose back there. It loosens up. I don't know.
That could be the same here. Let me see if I want to get out and tighten it.
It hits the garage door every time I go in and out, so it likes to loosen itself up.
Got whacked a couple of times on a low tree branch. So, and you know, what happens is I've gone through two mag mounts in the past couple of years. They either rust out or they lose the threading or something on me that holds the, it's got hit by very low tree branches a few times. So, the whip element, I gotta make sure it's screwed in good.
It's a pretty good antenna. It's, got it on Amazon. It's a Chinese-made, trunk mount with an NMO mount. It's a tri-bander, center-loaded tri-bander, for, 2 meter, 1.5 meter, and 440.
What I should do, I don't really care if I have to drill a little hole in the roof of the car. I should do a proper antenna mount. It's not all that hard. It doesn't really take all that long. And then you don't have cables, you know, coming in above the door frame.
The other thing I didn't do, I got it mounted, and then I was going to go and get a good solid ground on it. Never did do that, and that could be one of my problems.
Wow, it's grounded to the car body. Oh, you know, if it's not a roof mount, though, it's grounded to something. I don't know how much you can do about that.
Well, it's grounded through the DC line, but for the RF out, for a ground plane around the antenna, I would just feel better if I grounded it at the trunk lid mount. But it's got a good match, but match doesn't mean that it's got a good ground plane.
Well, you do if it's a roof mount, because generally speaking, you've got the entire roof as a ground plane. For the bumper mounts and trunk mounts and lip mounts, I can sort of see where... Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The vehicle for the paint, you know, it's got a rubber pads under it, so it's definitely insulated at the mount. So I just want to make sure it had a good ground plane.
All right, well, I'm sitting in my driveway here for the past couple of minutes, so nice talking to you. Let me, yours is another call sign I don't think I've heard either. There's a 9 o'clock net on this repeater, in case you didn't know. But anyway, N6CLX, KD2BNG. 73s, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, KD2BNG, N6CLX. Talk to you later. I know we've talked before, but that doesn't mean anything. After 2 minutes, I forget calls. N6CLX, I'm mobile and monitored.